in the NFL, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Dan, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you, boss?
We're doing okay. Obviously, a lot of turmoil going on right now in Green Bay, and you were breaking down film the other day. We were kind of seeing some of the Twitter stuff, and give me your thoughts on what's happening in Green Bay as an offensive guy looking at this situation.
Yeah. There's a combination of some stuff. You know, I'm of the camp that Aaron Rodgers is still incredibly good. And I'm not going to sit here and believe that some of the people out there are saying, oh, my gosh, he's falling off a cliff or whatnot. Like, watch the tape and tell me where these consistent missed throws are that aren't tied to other variables of, okay, this guy ran at the wrong depth, or he's running the wrong angle, or look at this guy's coming unblocked into his face. You know, when you watch tape, here's what's happened to the Packers over probably the last 3 or 4 years was, one, they've had a run of bad drafts. I mean, there's been one guy, impactful offensive skill player, drafted since 14, Devontae Adams. I mean, Aaron Jones has had moments and bright future, but is he used the right way and all that stuff? Devontae Adams is the only guy in 5 years. And so players matter. And so you're seeing that happen on the field. And then what happened is, you know, right now we're in this golden era of offensive football creativity where it's multiplicity and finding matchups and pre-snap motion and double play action fakes on the same play and changing things post-snap and creating all this stuff offensively. And so you have to have this creative mind as a coach. We're in the golden era of it with the Rams and the Saints and the Chiefs and the Bears. And what happened was Rodgers allowed the organization and kind of coaching to not have to follow that trend because he's so creative himself. And he was able to mask some of the stuff. You guys probably have heard the term, you know, winning cures everything. I actually heard this years ago, and I believe it's true in Green Bay and probably some other teams, but winning covers everything. And when you win for such a long time like the Packers did, it kind of covered up some of the flaws that were in the organization where the personnel started to slip and the lack of offensive creativity became brushed under the rug, so to say. And so now you're starting to see that kind of lend itself of, wow, we don't have great players and we've kind of become stuck in mud creativity-wise when it comes to offense. And then it seems like there's not a lot of detail or discipline on offense. You watch the tape and there's really two guys who play with detail and discipline on offense skill-wise, and it's Cobb and Devontae Adams. And everybody else, it seems, is just kind of there trying to figure it out.
So here's my question. When we talk about, you talk about, because I saw the video and I saw exactly what it is you're talking about. So how do you do that? Okay, I mean, because I know Aaron Rodgers has been very critical of some of the wide receivers. He said that somebody's got to hold him accountable. And you know, apparently he was kind of backhanding Mike McCarthy and saying, I guess he's not going to do it. I'm going to have to do it. I know that there are people out there that want to throw it all at Rodgers' feet, and I think that's erroneous. I do think Rodgers has something to do with it. I have seen him miss throws and throw some things into the ground, and just stuff that Aaron Rodgers just normally doesn't do. But when it comes to route running and the meticulous detail that needs to be paid attention to, who's responsible for that?
Well, the person with the name on the back of their jersey. You know, it's about being this professional football, and that's the great majority of it. It's like you're a pro. You have to be a pro. You guys have been in Green Bay blessed with pros, you know, from Jordy to Driver to Greg Jennings. I mean, just pros after pros after pros who took professional and personal pride in their job. And, you know, sometimes that's not the case. And so it falls on the player. Now, yes, you can have the impact as a teammate or as the quarterback of, hey, you know, I don't want you to run it like this. We run it like this here. We do it like this. I got to get you to your depth. And usually younger players will be a little bit more willing to gravitate towards that. It depends on the guy. I don't know exactly all the personalities that are up there. Some guys aren't capable of doing it either. They may want to and they may try to, but if you've been a bad route runner for years, you don't just erase bad route running. You know, that's not something that you can just get rid of. It takes as much time as it it took you to develop those bad habits, it takes just that amount, same amount of time to not only erase them, but develop good habits. And so I'm of the belief that, yes, a quarterback has his part in that and kind of setting the standard and whatnot. But it's also professional football, and you kind of have to make sure that you're sweeping your own shed.
So the other aspect of this has been a lot of criticism regarding Aaron Rodgers and the mechanics. Now, on one hand, I get it because people look at it and say he's jumping in the air, he's throwing off his back foot, he's doing a lot of different things. But then again, he's made a living of it that way. I don't know how much the knee affects him. I don't know how much the collarbone from last year affects him. But how much are the importance of mechanics in all of this?
Yeah, mechanics play their part, no doubt. But like you mentioned, I mean, one of the things that we marvel at with Aaron Rodgers is he does stuff that shouldn't happen. You know, he does stuff that you should not be able to do that others can't do. And so that's what makes him such a special, special, special player. Can you have better mechanics? Sure. But you also have to be true to who you are. Like Tom Brady is a guy and Drew Brees is a guy that has had to be reliant on mechanics. Rodgers hasn't because he's got the physical ability to overcome you know, what those guys can't. And so I don't watch tape as I watch the Packers, which I do every week, and I watch the games. I don't sit there and go, my goodness, Rodgers' mechanics have gone by the wayside compared to 2012 or 13. I mean, his mechanics are still his mechanics. I said during the first 6 weeks of the season, I was saying, like, listen, people are giving – the knee injury is real. He wasn't the same player outside of the pocket that he was, and it's probably still part of his game. I just can't subscribe to the fact of Rodgers and mechanically right now because I think that's a low-hanging fruit. Like, oh, let's just blame his mechanics, even though his mechanics have made him a Hall of Famer.
Talking with Dan Orlovsky, a former NFL quarterback, 12 years in the league, as a matter of fact. So now you got a quarterback who's considered one of the best in the league, best to ever play the game. My question to you is this. How difficult do you think it is for a guy that is an incredibly smart quarterback to work with somebody 13 years, and I'm not asking you to get in ahead of Aaron Rodgers, but I kind of am. I mean, this relationship, did you see it just go toxic, or what was the, I guess, the root of the problem in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, I know Aaron a little bit. You know, Aaron and I came out the same year in the draft, shared the same football. We actually trained together out in California and obviously played against him a ton being in the same division. I was with his little brother in Tampa Bay for a year, so I know Aaron just a little bit. I liken it to this. I was in Indianapolis with Peyton Manning, and Peyton had this way where it was important to Peyton for everybody to understand that was Peyton's show. And he always went about making it part of his day to make sure that everybody knew, like, this is Peyton's gig, and this is, I'm in control of this, and I'm smarter than you. And he always wanted to make sure that everybody knew that. And there was different ways that Peyton would go about. Player, coach, it didn't matter. He would go about making sure that you knew that he knows he's smarter than you and that he was in control. And Aaron's a little bit like that where, and this is somewhat of an assumption, like I said, I know him a little bit, but Aaron's a little bit like that where, like, he wants to make sure, like, hey, guys, I'm smarter than you, and I'm going to continuously remind you of that. It's not in, like, a disrespectful way. It's almost in, like, a alpha male way, like, just to make sure everybody is reminded and reset, like, I'm the lion around here. So how did the relationship go toxic? You know, as a player, you're so prideful, and as a quarterback, you're so prideful. And a lot of the times quarterbacks, you know, as we always want, and I was never a great player, but I was fortunate to be around some really good and then great ones. You always want, like, the burden of doing it yourself, but knowing that people are there to help you. And it's like that egotistical thing in a way that drives you to be great, that you feel, I'm Superman, I could do anything. But you also want to be reliant on people and to know, like, okay, I'm giving the tools to go be Superman. And I just imagine that it over time, Rodgers is watching this offensive creativity burst onto the NFL scene and probably going, why can't we do that? Why can't we do that? Why aren't we doing that? Why are they doing that? Why is that quarterback getting that stuff? Why is that quarterback getting that? And I'm, you know, how come that guy gets to eat filet and I'm sitting here having steak 'em, you know, in a way. That's, how I feel he probably looked at it was like, guys, come on. Like, this is your job is to get this stuff in our organization. Right now, we're not there.
Dan, great stuff. I certainly appreciate it. Always enjoyed watching you and appreciate talking to you even more. And thanks so much, not only for the breakdown, but just for coming on the program for a couple of minutes, okay?
I appreciate you having me, bud.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you soon. Dan Orlovsky, former NFL quarterback, played for the Lions 12 years as a veteran, and as he said, knows Aaron, outside-wise pretty well, and gave you a little bit of insight there as to what's going on.